Hey guys, welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I am your host, Susie Hunter. We've got Kale alongside me producing. If only we had an air horn budget here on the Rockies show. Guys, we've got a show. Not only do we have a show with fresh spring training content because for the first time this year, all the guys are in one place and we get to hear what they have to say. And that is exciting. What's not so exciting, have you seen the new jerseys that come from the brand Fanatics? You've probably heard of them. You've probably heard the... some of the quality issues that some people are having with these jerseys. It's the biggest story of spring training across the board right now. We're going to figure this out. We're going to really get into it. Guys, it's Friday, February 16th, 41 days. Why did I say it like that? 41 days until opening day versus the Arizona Diamondbacks. A Denny Stark number of days, a Chad Kuhl number of days. 49 days until the Rockies are right back here in Colorado for the home opener. Definitely a Senza number of days. And we're going to talk about him in just a little bit. 7 days until live baseball at spring training begins. Some might call that a week. I'm super excited. I'll be down there for the first game. And I'm very pumped. I will be down there for exactly 36 hours. Try to keep up. Try to keep up.
Wait, are you really going for 36 hours?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm going to fly down Friday morning, and I won't get there early enough to do, like, all the media availability that we have, like, clubhouse style. But I'll be there for the game. But I'll get to do all of that Saturday morning. And then I'll be right back on a flight Saturday night. No, but I'm so excited, though. So there's an Airbnb that I've stayed at before in Scottsdale that it's super small, nothing crazy, a lovely home. When I was there last time, a few years ago, like last time I stayed at this Airbnb, the pool was being built. The pool's finally done. The pool is finally done.
Pool time.
Except probably not. I mean, I've seen the videos that are coming in from spring training right now, and you can see the breath coming out of these guys' mouths. That's not a good sign. I mean, also just last week, Waste Management Open was postponed for a few hours because it was too frosty, too icy. So spring training really has not been springing like that. It's been a little chilly the past couple of years. John does design in the chat. My seasonal depression lifts like a fog when pitchers and catchers report. It is literally more important than Groundhog's Day. That is the true first sign of spring. First sign of spring, someone's always got to start spring training injured, right? You hate to see it. Daniel Bard is going to start the season injured. Thomas Harding was the first on this. Apparently, this happened almost 2 weeks ago. He tore his meniscus in his left knee just while playing catch. It was a total freak accident. And that's really a shame because he's been working so hard to just get back where he was a couple of years ago, back where he was before he signed that extension, before he got the yips at the World Baseball Classic last year. Daniel Bard is kind of going through it right now, and we feel for him. And I hope he's doing all right. I mean, he made three trips to the IL last year. The last two were for a forearm issue. That was like more towards the end of the season. He only had one save last year. And the previous two seasons, he had 54 saves. So this is just, we've lost the Daniel Bard that we've grown to know and love so much, or at least the performance that he's given us. So I'm wishing him the best. And yeah, of course, that leaves a lot of questions in terms of who's going to be the closer. Kale, do we have the fresh sound from Bud Black loaded yet?
Yes, we do.
All right. So luckily, Bud did address reporters about this earlier today. The freshest sound you're going to get, guys. But he did address what is going to be the closer situation if Daniel Bard is injured. TLDR, it's probably going to be Justin Lawrence or Tyler Kinley. But here is what Buddy had to say.
You know, without Daniel, you know, bouncing back as we'd hoped to be ready for spring training and hopefully the season to see where he was at. You know, I think the likely candidates are Justin and Tyler as we sit here today. And I think there's really no need to, to really talk to those guys. These guys know, right? I mean, we'll talk, and as the spring progresses, those conversations will tighten up about really, role expectation and such. But that will be determined by, how we go through spring training, how they're throwing the ball, through our coach's critical eye, what we see and what we feel will be the best thing for the team.
Bless you, by the way. Kale sneezed, everyone. I'm just trying to keep everything really honest and transparent here on this Rockies podcast. It is so great to hear from Bud Black again, by the way. Yeah, we got to hear from him a little bit at Rockies Fest, but Buddy's scrums are so much fun, and you really can just kind of chat with him about whatever. Kale, you know what I specifically would like to talk to Bud Black about?
What would you like to talk to Bud Black about?
I want to talk to him about Reba McEntire's rendition of the national anthem. Not the one from the Super Bowl, but the one from Game 1 of the 85 World Series.
Oh, that's right. That's where Bud was playing.
He played in that game specifically, too. I think he got one out in the third, one out in like the ninth inning or something. I don't think he was in that game a lot, but he was in it. And it was so cute. Oh, my gosh. We'll talk about this later. We should really just talk about pitchers. We got to talk about pitchers because we all know that is the biggest concern for the Rockies right now. What is going on with the rotation? That's the biggest question, especially with Senzatella and Marquez down for most and or all of this coming season. So there's a lot of big holes to fill, a lot of big roles to fill in that rotation. Who better to talk about it than Kyle Freeland, who has definitely stepped up, as he grows up as a pitcher in this organization in his freaking hometown. We can always count on him for some great words of wisdom. Are we ready to hear from Kyle Freeland?
Yeah.
This is what Kyle Freeland had to say about what that rotation is going to look like this season.
I think we definitely need a rebound year after a 100 loss season. I believe every club that has been in a situation like this is looking to have a good bounce back year with all involved. I think adding Cal and Dakota to our starting rotation with Marky and Senza being out for quite some time, I think are great additions for us. Like I said, since we signed them, they're both guys who have established themselves in the big leagues, have had success in the big leagues, and are looking to continue to have success. So we're excited to have them part of our crew. Yeah, no, I'm sure there's a ton of motivation for them. Signing with a new team, being in a new clubhouse, both, like you said, coming off injuries. I'm sure that they're chomping at the bit to get back and start competing again. And those are the kind of guys that we want that are hungry to take the baseball every fifth day. So I'm excited to see them on the mound competing and be right there along with them.
Aren't we all happier when Kyle Freeland is back to competing? I think Kyle Freeland's probably happier when he is back to competing. I'm super stoked. I'm super stoked for this season. I really do think that this is a squad that's going to be so motivated to just kind of prove people wrong after what we saw in that most recent 103 loss season. Will in the chat, today I learned Yankee Stadium sells a food item, bacon on a stick, and the bacon appears to be the size of a pork chop. Yeah, that tracks. I don't think I've personally seen the bacon on a stick at Yankee Stadium. Then again, maybe I haven't. I've forgotten it because Yankee Stadium has like a crazy amount of food. You know what my favorite food is at Yankee Stadium?
What's your favorite food?
There's a Benihana at Yankee Stadium.
Oh,
so I love rolling up and getting some chicken hibachi, and then you just like eat that along with your like big ass beer. It's probably like the most like cost effective thing you can get at Yankee Stadium. It's a good deal. You know what else is a good deal? We got to hear from Adiel Amador yesterday, who is one of the top prospects in the Rockies organization. And also, he's been recognized as one of the top 100 prospects across baseball. So, of course, we have to hear from him. He's not part of the big league camp, but he is already down there. So we got to hear from him, and also with some help from the Rockies bullpen catcher / translator, Aaron Munoz. We love hearing from Mooney, who helps us hear from players that, we love to talk to. Are we ready to run that?
Yeah.
All right. So here is what Adiel Amador has to say about spring training and just how he's feeling right now heading into the season.
y sobre todo agarrarme la mano de Dios y tener un año saludable, que es lo que necesitamos.
Yeah, you know, just to work on the little things, you know, just stay healthy. Last year, you know, it's learning, big learning opportunity. But, you know, again, just staying healthy and making sure that I'm on the field full time.
Y se siente bien porque tú puedes cambiar de mano y sentirte cómodo a la derecha, puedes sentirte cómodo al azul, y lo importante es que yo me siento bien.
Honestly, you know, just opportunity to face those guys and show them what I can do. You know, being a switch hitter, you know, I feel comfortable righty, I feel comfortable lefty, and given the opportunity to face those guys, I look forward to it.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing more of Adiel Amador. He was in AA last year. The Yard Goats love him. We love him. How could you not? How could you not love Jenny Kavnar? She is definitely having her, it's not even, of course, it's not 15 minutes of fame. She's already famous, but she is on a freaking national run right now. She was on the Today Show this morning. I damn near lost my mind. I was so excited. It's so cool to see her being celebrated like that. I've mentioned this before. You meet a lot of people in this business, and not everyone is as kind as Jenny Kavnar. And everyone who's ever met her says so. So it just, this could not go to a more deserving person. This role could not go to a more deserving person. Not a more deserving woman, person. This woman knows her shit, and she is also just so great to talk to. So yeah, she got to talk to Hoda. She got to talk to freaking Hoda today. I love this for her. But she said, quote, we're chipping away at just kind of opening that door for the next generation and really having the idea that representation matters. This is what she said earlier today on the Today Show on NBC. She said, quote, the next generation of girls is going to have something to look at. And there's lots of jobs in sports. She shouted out so many other women in sports, by the way. Allison Vigil, who is the producer of all of those Rockies broadcasts that we know and love. She got the shout out on national TV. That was really exciting. It's just Jenny will always share the spotlight. We always love that about her. Jenny also said, quote, I feel most special when a dad comes up to me and says, I'm sharing this with my girls because I grew up with a dad that was a baseball coach and we shared sports. So that means a ton. You know who else came? Kale, I don't know if you happened to see the clip. I know you had, you've had a lot of shows today.
I have, but that's okay.
Yeah. Carson Daly like came out and surprised her.
Oh, that's really cool.
Oh, she was like freaking out.
That's wild.
It was so fun. There's like a picture of her. I guess like she and her friend were on the Today Show set like outside a number of years ago. So that's pretty cool. Maybe it was MTV. I don't know. It was hard to tell. There's a lot going on. It's very exciting. Also exciting. All right. Mark Stout of the former AT&T Sportsnet, possibly of the future Rockies broadcasts. He tweeted, he sees all the conversations happening about the new streaming plan, the lack of maybe another more grounded TV plan. But he told us on Twitter, there will be a cable provider option. Be patient. So I guess if Mark Stout is telling us to be patient, we got to freaking reel it in, right? Maybe, maybe not. Guys, I see your comments. I'm going to get to them. I promise. I love how chatty everyone is, by the way. I am just so enjoying it. First, we have to mention our friends at Empire Today. Because with Empire Today, you get that shop at home convenience, right? The right product for your needs and a quick and professional installation, plus a price match guarantee is the absolute best place to get new flooring. And you can get an estimate for free, of course, but they have this cool thing. It's a virtual floor designer, so you can see how those new floors might look in your space. Who doesn't love that shop at home service? Please, I buy everything from home practically. I can buy everything from my phone. You can get a hold of Empire Today. Go to EmpireToday.com/DNVR because all of our listeners can get $350 off when they use promo code DNVR. Some restrictions do apply, but again, go to EmpireToday.com/DNVR for details. Are we talking about Fubo right now? Fubo! Oh my gosh, where else are you going to get all the Colorado sports, right? At least all the ones that are on TV right now. 140 and more live channels of sports, shows, movies, and news, and you can stream live TV from any device. It is the place to watch the most Colorado sports for the lowest price. You can start watching right away too with a free trial. There is no contract, no cable, no hassle. Just sign up and start watching, and you'll also get 1,000 hours of cloud DVR included at no extra charge. So you can watch your teams at home. You can watch them while you're traveling. I love that flexibility. Yeah, college football, NFL, tennis, Ryder Cup. You are going to get to watch some good stuff. So, yeah, watch all your favorite games, all your favorite teams. Go to www.fubotv.com/DNVR to sign up for 15% off your first month of Fubo Pro. All right, let's talk about, I have no good transition for this, but we got to talk about the jersey situation, because the jersey situation is not looking so good. Of course, we know that Nike has taken over the jerseys, and Nike outsourced the production to Fanatics. So Nike still has their little logo on it, but they ain't making the jersey. Fanatics is making the jersey. And I don't think they look so good, Kale.
Susie, I'm actually so upset about this. Like, I'm like viscerally angry about this.
They look awful. They look cheap. I have some before and afters. Do we have those ready? So here is we have a little screenshot of Senzatella, Antonio Senzatella. So if you're watching us on YouTube, on the left, there is the previous jersey, the very normal looking jersey. And also, the Rockies just have nice looking jerseys. They always have. And then on the right is the new one. And the lettering is smaller. It looks cheaper. The material itself, too, looks horrendous. I want to show you what it looks like on another team, a different athlete. Verlander, you can really see the difference. So,
wait, look at how close the text is to the numbers. Like, that's like, it's like not even, they're not even trying.
It looks so freaking sloppy. Also, that's way too much of an arch for Verlander's name. How do they even need an arch like that when the lettering is so weird and small? Like, what is going on here? I'm not thrilled seeing these. Also, apparently a lot of players are not thrilled wearing these. The Athletic, they were right on top of this story, by the way, because this is the biggest thing that we are talking about as spring training starts. So, according to the Athletic's report, we have to keep in mind it's unclear whether these uniforms will differ from what they're going to wear in the regular season. We have no information because a Fanatics spokesperson declined to comment to the Athletic. Nike didn't respond to a request to comment to the Athletic. But you know who did comment? An old friend of ours, Carlos Estevez. Old friend, one of our favorites. As you probably recall, he is now an Angels reliever, but he was literally in a tizzy over these new uniforms. So here's an excerpt from the Athletic article. He pulled out a couple of tops and pairs of pants to show that the shades didn't match. He laughed at the spacing and the shrunken nature of the lettering on the back of the jersey. And he bemoaned the fact that he can't customize his pants to his preference the way pitchers once could, tailoring to the fit of their big dumpers and tree trunk thighs. I didn't write this. Okay, this is from the Athletic. He said, quote, I just, you know, I'm a lady. I try not to talk about people's dumpers. What can I say? He said, quote, when I wear my pants, I feel like I'm wearing someone else's pants. How are you supposed to pitch in someone else's pants? All right. Dansby Swanson, who, by the way, is endorsed by Nike. He has a deal with Nike. He reached out to his Nike contacts this week to talk about those new jerseys. So, I mean, listen, he PR'd the hell out of this. He, you know, he's all for new materials, but apparently just some of those design decisions in his eyes just kind of ruin the integrity of his team, the Cubs jerseys. the blue is off. So he said, quote, Cubby blue is its own blue, right? The blue on this uniform is a little bit different than Cubby blue. So how can we just recapture that? He also said, quote, you wouldn't change the font of, let's say, an Atlanta Falcons jersey. Quote, with some of these things, it's like, this makes a Cubs uniform a Cubs uniform. It doesn't need to change. I think that they will probably end up having to figure out a way to kind of get back to what it used to be. Taylor Ward, also of the Angels, said, quote, it looks like a replica. He added, it feels like papery. It could be great when you're out there sweating. It might be breathable, but I haven't had the opportunity yet to try that out. But from the looks of it, it doesn't look like a $450 jersey. By the way, that's the cost of a typical, like, actual replica jersey. Like the real, real ones. But anyway, Rob Manfred actually addressed questions to reporters in Tampa on Thursday. He said, quote, these are Nike jerseys, kind of like speaking to the quality coming from a very respected name brand. He said, quote, they are designed to be performance wear. And of course, that's versus like maybe a, like more traditional jersey materials. He also said, apparently, these are the same jerseys that they wore at the All-Star game, which actually, now looking back, I was like, oh, those All-Star jerseys did look different. They looked like a different material. So, yeah. He added, quote, I think they're going to be really popular. I don't know. This might be like a head in the sand kind of moment where he's just like kind of ignoring the unpleasant chatter. I hope he addresses it. I hope he gets a handle on it. It kind of seems like they're made out of like recycled materials, which like great. We're all for sustainability, but they be looking cheap as hell. So like, here's my take on it. Here's my two cents. I don't think performance wear needs to look this cheap. I think it looks like a shirt that I would get after like running a marathon. Major League Baseball. Listen, Major League Baseball, it's a game of tradition. And while like so many things have changed over the years, the game has evolved. Uniforms have evolved. Please, they used to wear wool out there in the summer. That's crazy. I just don't know why we needed to change the uniforms. And I don't know. They got to change. It's still a uniform. They got to look nice. They have to look nicer than this. We do have a bunch of people chiming in on Twitter. Rory Roth, great Rockies dude, posted a comparison of an old Freeland jersey versus what the new ones look like. And that is such a noticeable difference to me. Because again, excuse me, again, This isn't just a jersey that we're talking about. These are like the actual jerseys. I don't know. It's not a good look. It's not a good look for Major League Baseball. Let me know in the comments what you think. Will already let me know. He says Fanatics sucks. Jesus in the chat, regular SpongeBob versus nice SpongeBob. Kevin in the chat, not even worthy of a Marshall's clearance rack. That does look like where they got it. Honestly, these look like Temu jerseys. This looks like Wish.com jerseys. All right. Yeah, here's this is a Cardinals uniform, by the way. Yeah, again, they are looking, it's looking practice squad. Not a fan. Will Carpenter, Salta Lamacchia wouldn't need a name arc that big. I think you're referring to the Justin Verlander look of it all. I love this. The new jerseys look like they were on sale, with a picture of Chris Sale wearing that new jersey looking cheap as fuck. Where's Chris Sale when you need him? Also, yeah, Chris Sale famously. So when he was, I think this is when he played for the White Sox. Kale, do you remember this story where he hated, you know, there's always new versions of jerseys for different like holiday celebrations. And he hated one of the ones, and he was on the mound that day, and they had to remove him from the game before it started because he hated the jerseys so much he cut his up.
Oh no, I don't remember this story, but what a move. We love a diva.
Chris Sale can be an unhinged individual. He was on a rehab assignment last year in Worcester, and he like just absolutely wrecked to shit a clubhouse TV after a not so great rehab start. He's a little unhinged, but you know what? When it comes to the jerseys, I'm like, okay, this is where you need to be taking the stand. No, he's like, I can't. He's like, I've done enough. I can't keep having these public meltdowns. Ugh, Chris Sale. Dang. Kevin in the chat, it's like the whole league is paying Ohtani's salary and had to make budget cuts elsewhere. Good Lord. Good freaking Lord. All right, what else do we have? Jesus wanting to know, any Chris Bryant updates? You know what? We haven't talked to Chris Bryant yet. Pitchers and catchers have reported, but the full squad is not required to be there until Tuesday. So we haven't gotten a chance to hear from him yet. We don't know how he's feeling. How is his plantar fasciitis? How is his back? How is whatever new thing might happen to him this season? We don't know yet. Will did add in the chat, baseball players hurt themselves in the dumbest manner possible. Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. Crazy stuff, guys. Crazy freaking stuff. You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? Not saving for college for your kid right now. You got to get on top of that because, listen, you might not want to hear this, but your kid might not get that full ride athletic scholarship. But with College Invest, it is so easy to make a flexible saving plan. It's so important to start saving early. College just keeps getting more expensive. College Invest makes it so easy, and you can benefit from a Colorado tax deduction too. Those savings don't just have to be used at one of those traditional four-year schools. They can be used at trade schools or apprenticeship programs. So go to .org. Go to collegeinvest.org right now and open your account today. Open up your phone, and we got some events coming up, by the way. Right now we have one going on. There's an entire rugby team here watching a rugby game. They're probably having so much fun. But yeah, we've got all kinds of cool stuff going on. Go to thednvr.com/events to check out the full calendar. Or go to @DNVR_sports on all platforms. We will post a schedule of all the events that we have going on every dang week. How does that sound? I think it sounds pretty good. You know what else sounds good? I love seeing which guys get taken off the market. I mean, in a strictly baseball way. But happy Valentine's Day, Mike Moustakas. The White Sox signed our former infielder to a minor league deal. So that means he'll join another former Rocky, Whitten Bernard, who was also signed by the White Sox a couple of months ago to a minor league deal. So listen, those are two great personalities. I hope they meet. I hope they are coworkers. I hope they have a blast. And of course, is this even news? Why did I even put this in here? Trevor Bauer is still running his mouth about wanting to get scooped up by a team. Someone on Twitter asked him if he'd play for the Orioles. And of course, he has nothing better to do than to personally reply to people. He's like, it makes a lot of sense for the team, and I'd love to play there. Great match. By the way, people tag him in like Rocky's tweets all the time, and I don't think he answers any of them. Like, people tag him all the time because that's how I see them, because, like, I have a whole column in my tweet deck of just, like, whenever people mention the Rockies. Trevor Bauer, I've never seen him talk about the Rockies whenever someone suggests it to him. So, listen, I know people think, ooh, it could be a great fit, especially because this is a team that maybe doesn't want to spend money. Yeah, I don't think either party wants that matchup. Just saying. Just saying. All right, let's get into some tweets of the week, you guys, because why the heck not? The Fanatics is the big topic of this week. And, of course, we know Fanatics has this deal with MLB. Fanatics also has a deal with NHL. They're supposed to start taking over these jerseys next year. And I love this tweet from Tiles on Twitter. This is what the Fanatics NHL jerseys are going to look like next year. It is a child's sketch of the Florida Panthers logo. Great for a child, not going to lie. But if an adult gave me this, I'd be like, no. All right, let's move on. Listen, don't we all love a man who doesn't play games? And if you love a man who doesn't play games, oh boy, do we have a guy for you. Mr. Chris Bryant over here. This was the funniest freaking tweet I saw all day. It's a great Valentine, too. All right. And I loved this one, too. We love when spring training gets sassy. Apparently, the GM of the Nats put up signs in their big old bullpen. I don't care how fast you throw ball four. That is freaking hilarious. It's at every single station. I don't care how fast you throw ball four. Has Buddy seen these? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think I already mentioned this. I was like, oh, yeah, speaking of Buddy, I really want to talk to him about when Reba sang the national anthem. I don't think we can show that video.
No, we will get hella copyrighted.
Hella copyrighted.
I wish we could.
Ah, I know. The cool thing, oh, my gosh. So, Caleb, you have a beautiful voice, obviously. Everyone knows this.
Thank you.
Have you sang the national anthem at a stadium before?
Oh, many times, yeah.
So
it
you know,
it was like especially in high school, it was like almost like if you were part of the top choir, you got like assigned different sporting events to go sing it at.
Mm-hmm.
And I many a basketball game and football game have I sung a national anthem for.
Yeah, like it's cool. It's such a cool opportunity, but also like watching. So like I went back. I think I watched this video of Reba singing the national anthem in 1985. I think I watched it a dozen times, but it's so funny. Like she starts singing and then she stops and like it kind of seems like she's messing up, but like I know, Kayla, you probably know this, but she's hearing the echo come back to her and it throws you off because for that first second of a national anthem you can't hear yourself, so you just think the mic's not on.
Yeah, it's like that's like such a weird thing to get over, and like, you know, and then now they make earpieces and stuff for that nowadays. But I'm sure they didn't have that in 1980, whatever year it was. And so she was like, oh, I need to just push through this. That's amazing.
Yeah. And it was so cute, too, though, because like you can see at one point she just straight up covers her ears. She was like, I can't hear this echo of myself coming back to me anymore. And then honestly, it was like smooth freaking sailing after that. Ugh. Again, can't wait to just ask Buddy stupid bullshit questions when we get down to spring training, along with some real ones, Okay, moving on. Let's talk about some of these comments in here because I know there's a few more that I still have to get to. When did I even open this? I went to go open YouTube so I could look at the comments, and it's Reba singing at me. So great. So great. All right. Jesus, bring back Majestic. Yeah, they were the former uniform makers. Yeah, guys. All right, how are we feeling about the Rockies, though? Let me know. I'm feeling pretty good. Like, reasonably good. I'm not like, oh, yeah, World Series good. I'm like, no. I think this is going to be a good, focused squad. And I think we've got to have better luck with the injury bug. Pardon me, guys. I'm not sick. I just got a little, like, my allergies have started kicking up, like my spring allergies. They're back, baby. That's how you know. Spring training's back. My allergies are back. I need to get sponsored by Allegra. All right, coming up, here is the show schedule for next week. I did mention I will be out of town. It is a Monday, Wednesday, Thursday schedule next week, 12:15 for all of those shows. And then, yeah, keep an eye on Twitter because we're going to keep you all updated. And, of course, we have so much sound coming in, too. So I know on Monday we're going to hear from Cal Quantrill, one of our new starters. And I can't wait. I can't wait to get to know all of these new faces, these new arms. Will in the chat. The Nike jerseys are like that one Seinfeld episode where George buys the Yankees new uniforms. Yeah, this is definitely giving some sloppy George Costanza work. It feels like a bit. It feels like we're being pranked with like the way these new jerseys look. It simply does. All right. Did we ever look at the video of the jerseys in action?
No, but we can look at them now.
Let's show that right now since we got a little time. So yeah, we have some B-roll of all the guys working out, and you can kind of get a better look at just how flat and cheap these jerseys look. I personally, I just think our guys deserve better. Yeah.
I do like how much they're leaning into the purple, but I just wish they were better made.
Mm-hmm. Like, again, I mean, this is, like, fine as, like, a nice little warm-up jersey as your workout wear. But baseball players, like, they are so rooted in routine. And if you're going to, like, change the whole, like, feel of the fabric around them, haven't we done enough change the past couple of years? Like, every year, there's, like, two new big things that these guys have to adjust to. Like, they just got used to the pitch clock. All right, now wear this freaking plastic uniform. Enjoy. Have fun. All right. D-Rock in the chat. Need purple hats to be a permanent thing with the purple jerseys. Yes. We love all purple. Who else is wearing purple like the Rockies are? No one. Kale, what else is going on in your life? Anything on your heart before we send everyone on their way to enjoy their weekends?
Hang out and come see us and, you know, stay safe, everybody, because the world is really crazy right now. And
that's
where we're at.
Yeah. We do live in a very crazy, disturbing world, you guys. But you know what? Listen, I'm going to enjoy the weekend. You're going to enjoy the weekend. We're going to enjoy all this great spring training coverage coming at us. Make sure you are just keeping up with DNVR_Rockies on Twitter for all of the updates and all of the memes that I make when I have nothing better to do. Kale, where can we follow you on social media?
I'm just at Kale Sorbo, Kale with two L's.
I love that, Kale with two L's. You can follow me at TheSusieHunter on all platforms. And Kale, you know what I like to say about closing out a show?
What do you say, Suze?
That's baseball. That's the show. Talk to you guys on Monday at 12:15 Mountain Time right here on the DNVR Sports YouTube channel.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.